From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. So, snow scientists use very ordinary tools like a shovel and a ruler when they're measuring snowpack in the mountains. And it turns out, more than 100 years ago, a professor in our region invented a special kind of tool for this purpose. The Mountain West News Bureau's Kayla Bradall explains the importance of this discovery and why it lives on to this day.
It's a February morning in the mountains between Reno and Lake Tahoe, and I'm snowshoeing past towering green pine trees dusted with snow. I reach an area of Mount Rose where federal hydrologist Jeff Anderson is about to measure the snowpack. He's assembling a blue metal tube that stretches more than 7 feet.
These are the snow tubes. They're basically a cookie cutter that will take a core of the snowpack.
Anderson first weighs the tube without snow in it. Then he sticks the tube deep into the snowpack. He pulls it out and looks inside the end for soil.
Because that tells us we hit the ground. We didn't just hit an ice layer. So that looks pretty good. Now we're going to weigh it.
The difference in the weight of the tube with snow gives Anderson an accurate measurement of how much water is in the snowpack. And that's important for gauging water supplies for communities in our region.
Contains 16.3 inches of water content. If we were to melt that down, that's how much water would be on the ground.
This tool and technique used to measure snow water was first used more than a century ago, right here on this mountain. In the early 1900s, James Church was a professor at the University of Nevada, Reno. He taught classics, German, and art history. He also loved to be outside, in the mountains.
He, you know, started to realize the importance of snow had, and he understood how important snow was to the water supply.
That's why Church and agriculture researchers built a weather station on the summit of Mount Rose. Their goal was to better track snowfall and spring runoff data. In the process, Church developed and patented a snow tube he called the Mount Rose Sampler. It's the device still used by Anderson and hydrologists around the world.
I think that speaks to, one, how hard it is to measure snow, and two, what a good design it was.
That's Adrian Harpold. He's a professor in environmental science at the University of Nevada, Reno, and he's somewhat of a Church historian. He says that before Church created the Mount Rose Sampler, snowpack measurements focused on depth, but that invention showed how much water was in the snow and would end up in the rivers and lakes.
It's a breakthrough that still resonates today because, if anything, the value of those predictions have only gone up over time.
Mountain snowpacks are frozen reservoirs that slowly melt during spring and summer, and studies show human-caused climate change is shrinking them around the world. Harpold says the snow science pioneered by Church not only enables water managers to predict summertime water supplies for cities and farmers, it also allows emergency managers to forecast floods and droughts.
The value of that small piece of metal that he invented is probably literally billions of dollars over the last 100 years.
Back on Mount Rose, clouds are swallowing up the sun and snow flurries are floating down at the snowpack measurement site. Federal Watermaster Chad Blanchard is there waiting for the results. He manages water levels and releases at 4 major reservoirs on the Truckee River.
This whole process of snow survey is critical to managing water supplies throughout the West or throughout the world.
Jeff Anderson, the hydrologist we heard from earlier, says Church's groundbreaking work in the early 1900s became the backbone of water management in the West.
By the 20s, which is only like 10 years after he developed the snow tubes, it had already spread to other states across the West.
And in 1935, after a year of severe drought, the federal government created a Western Snow Survey and Water Supply Forecasting Program. Anderson says it was based entirely on Church's techniques.
You know, I kind of see him as many people in the Tahoe region that want to somehow combine their passion for being outdoors with their career, and he did that.
A century later, newer technologies can measure the amount of water in the snow crunching beneath me. It can be done automatically at remote weather stations called snowtell sites. But Anderson says Church laid the groundwork for modern snow science. And if the data needs to be double-checked, he still breaks out his trusty Mount Rose sampler. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Bradall.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.